God told us not to eat unclean animals and birds and fish. There are two chapters in the scripture calling out clearly what are unclean animals and forbidden to eat. God says they are an abomination to eat, Leviticus 11 and Deuteronomy 14. Is there any bigger word than abomination? Then God ends off with the context with, "For I am the Lord your God, ye shall therefore sanctify yourselves, and ye shall be holy, for I am holy." The early church wouldn't have missed this, but would have obeyed it as per 2 Timothy 3 verse 16. Please note that neither Yeshua or any disciple ate anything that God said was unclean, abominable. Yeshua did not make unclean food clean, but made unclean people clean through his blood. In the millennium when Christ reigns, what will God do to those who eat the detestable, abominable things? For behold, the Lord will come with fire and with his chariots, like a whirlwind, to render his anger with fury and his rebuke with flames of fire. For by fire and by his sword the Lord will judge all flesh. And the slain of the Lord shall be many. Those who sanctify themselves and purify themselves, to go to the gardens after an idol in the midst, eating swine's flesh and the abomination and the mouse, shall be consumed together, says the Lord, Isaiah 66 verses 15 to 17. A people that provoketh me to anger continually to my face, that sacrificeth in gardens, and burneth incense upon altars of brick, which remain among the graves, and lodge in the monuments, which eat swine's flesh, and broth of abominable things is in their vessels, Isaiah 65 verses 3 to 4. Verses that seem to contradict, or is it one's understanding that is contradicted? 1. Not that which goeth into the mouth defileth a man, but that which cometh out of the mouth, this defileth a man, Matthew 15 verse 11. In saying this, Jesus declared all foods clean, Mark 7 verse 19. Error statement, based on this passage you can eat anything. Response, first, let's deal with the lies that were added to the scripture. In saying this, Jesus declared all foods clean, Mark 7 verse 19. This section is not in any original text, this was added to deceive people. If this is what your translation has, you probably want to get rid of it, as there are many more additions that are not scriptural. Beware of wolves in sheep clothing. Regarding Matthew 15 verse 11. This is about how they ate, not what they ate. The Greek word defiled is the actual word unclean, dirty, contaminated in reference to the outside. In context, it was about the disciples not washing their hands before eating, and thus the food they touched was unclean, they contaminated it. For those who study words, this is a different Greek word unclean in Leviticus 11 regarding food, per the Septuagint G169. This word unclean in Lev means garbage, unclean inside and outside. Matthew 15 and Mark 7 have nothing to do with things God said we should not eat, like pork or shellfish. If it had, then the Pharisees would have stoned him right there, as it would have been against the law of God. It was about the washing of the hands, as unwashed hands contaminate the food and therefore it makes them unclean. This was in the Talmud, the oral law of the Pharisees, not the scripture. This was what Yeshua was against. Yeshua and the disciples ate food that was defined by God as food, not what the pagans defined as food, like humans, pork, shellfish, poison frogs, snakes, etc. Peter, many years later, even confirmed that he had not eaten anything unclean, as per the law of God, pork, shellfish, etc. Leviticus 11, Deuteronomy 14. However, their hands were dirty, not washed, contaminated, therefore the Pharisees said the disciples were defiling, polluting, themselves. Yeshua turns the Pharisees' statement unto them by correcting them, and then implying that the Pharisees are defiled by what is coming out of their mouth, from evil thoughts. They are defiled by what they were saying. Yeshua then later explains this statement to his disciples, Matthew 15 verse 20. To eat with unwashed hands defileth not a man. This confirms that his statement had nothing to do with eating food that God designed us not to eat, and nothing to do with eating things sacrificed to idols. If one thinks this, then besides the fact that they are sinning, they will have many New Testament passages that will contradict this. For example, Yeshua rebukes the church leaders in the book of Revelation for allowing people to eat things sacrificed to idols, Revelation 2 verses 14 and 20. This is something that goes into the mouth. During the millennium reign of Christ, This is what the Lord says, Isaiah 66 verse 17, they that sanctify themselves, and purify themselves in the gardens behind one tree in the midst, eating swine's flesh, and the abomination, and the mouse, shall be consumed together, saith the Lord. This is something that goes into the mouth. The early church gives three laws about abstaining from eating certain things, things that enter the mouth. From blood, things strangled and things offered to idols, Acts 15 verse 29, so that it be well with them. In other words, it will not be well with them if they don't. Think about it, if the Pharisees believed Yeshua said eat anything, including pigs, they would have stoned him on the spot, but this was never brought up as an issue against Christ then or later. Everything was always against the Talmud, like how he kept the Sabbath or how to eat, not what they ate. It reminds me of today where churches keep the commandments of man, like the washing or sanitizing of hands, and go against the commands of God and serve pork. Hypocrites. 2. Wherein were all manner of four-foot beasts of the earth, and wild beasts, and creeping things, and fowls of the air. And there came a voice to him, Rise, Peter, kill, and eat. But Peter said, Not so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean, Acts 10 verses 12 to 14. Error statement, based on this passage God is giving us all permission to eat unclean animals, insects, or birds. Response, so you are obviously greater than Peter because Peter didn't get that interpretation. Nor do you understand that every time animals are used in the scripture it is in reference to people or the impact on people. Maybe I should not cast my pearls before pigs, Matthew 7 verse 6, or is it literal pigs? When Pharaoh had the dream of the thin cows eating the fat cows, Genesis 41 verse 4, did he force feed fat cows into thin cows? No, same with the vision given to Peter. This wasn't rocket science for Peter to figure out. He knew the Old Testament and would have understood it. Peter knew the interpretation was not about eating unclean animals, but that this message was to give him license to go to the unclean people, non-Israelites, Cornelius. Peter tells Cornelius, You know how unlawful it is for a Jewish man to keep company with or go to one of another nation. But God has shown me that I should not call any man common or unclean, Acts 10 verse 28. Then later Peter repeats the situation and the interpretation to the early church, they were silent, Acts 11 verses 1 to 18. Those who know God's word like Peter and the early church, know that this has nothing to do with a double meaning of eating unclean things like pork, poisonous frogs, humans. But it has everything to do with the fact that God has also granted to the Gentiles repentance to life, Acts 11 verse 18. Now if anyone adds to this interpretation or says something against what Peter said about the vision, they are speaking against God's messenger who clearly told us what this meant. Remember what happened to Ananias and Sapphira who lied to Peter, they died. Peter said to them, Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God. How much worse is it to add an interpretation that Peter never added? 3. Every moving thing that lives shall be food for you. Genesis 9 verse 3. Error statement, based on this passage you can eat anything that moves. Answer, can you eat humans, don't they move? If you say no, then what are you using to make that statement? For true interpretation to exist one must look at the person who is getting the message from God and what is his understanding. For example, if I said to my friend that he can eat anything in my house, I wouldn't expect him to eat my furniture or dishes. If I said, he could eat anything in my fridge, I wouldn't expect him to eat anything that was rotten, any powder that is used to keep the fridge smelling nice, my fridge filter, or any container. Now if there was someone who came from a foreign land who I didn't know, then I would be very specific or just take the food out. An open statement is only reserved for those who know the person well. Noah knew God and God knew what Noah would have understood. Keep in mind Noah already knew what were clean and unclean animals before it was written down by Moses, Genesis 7 verses 2 and 8. God didn't need to define it like he had to for the Israelites who had spent so much time in Egypt, the world, like so many Christians do today. How did Noah know what were clean and unclean animals? God could have told him directly or it was passed down from Adam who ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Noah was the tenth from Adam. Enos, Adam's grandson, was still alive during the time of Noah. The word unclean is a soft word. The actual meaning of the word is dirty, contaminated. In other words, God told Noah how many contaminated and pure animals were to enter the ark. And when God says eat, which one do you think Noah would have eaten? For, forbidding to marry, and commanding to abstain from meats, which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused, if it be received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. 1 Timothy 4 verses 3 to 5. Error statement, based on this passage, if you abstain from meats then you are following the doctrine of demons. Answer, please note abstaining from meats which God created to be received with thanksgiving. What meat did God create to be received with thanksgiving? Lev 11 and Deuteronomy 14. Therefore, abstain from eating a cow because some places in India say it is a sin, when God said you can eat it, is a doctrine of demons. Similar cultural and religious practices were in Asia Minor, per the context of 1 Tim 4. Be very careful calling the word of God a doctrine of demons, as some have suggested regarding Leviticus 11 and Deuteronomy 14. These are in fact the very verses Paul is referring to, which God has created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. Some may say, Yeshua is truth. Yeshua is truth, therefore look at his example, he never once ate unclean animals. For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused, if it be received with thanksgiving. Not that every creature on the planet is good for food, like a poisonous snake. The word for is also the word because referring to the previous sentence. Therefore, every creature that God has created for food is good and not to be refused. Then continues to tell us why, because it is set apart, sanctified, by. The word of God found in Leviticus 11, Deuteronomy 14, etc., clean animals and those that are not offered to idols. And prayer, blessing of gratefulness. 5, which stood only in meats and drinks, and divers washings, and carnal ordinances, imposed on them until the time of Reformation. Hebrews 9 verse 10. Error statement, based on this passage, the restriction on meats and drinks have all been done away with. Answer, this is referring to offerings in the temple and sacrifices, meat and drink offering. Was a figure for the time then present, in which were offered both gifts and sacrifices, that could not make him that did the service perfect, as pertaining to the conscience, Hebrews 9 verse 10. 6. Let not him that eateth despise him that eateth not, and let not him which eateth not judge him that eateth, for God hath received him. I know, and am persuaded by the Lord Jesus, that there is nothing unclean of itself, but to him that esteemeth anything to be unclean, to him it is unclean. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, and peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost, Romans 14 verses 3 and 14, 17. Error statement, based on this passage, don't judge anyone in the things they eat. If I don't esteem it unclean, then it isn't, and the kingdom is not in meat and drink, so don't focus on it. Answer, this entire section starts off with a statement by Paul in verse 1, do not dispute over doubtful things. The word of God from Genesis to Malachi, what they used, is not doubtful, it is very clear. Doubtful things are those things that the scripture doesn't provide an answer to. Doubtful things would include, days people chose to serve God, not the day God chose, when to fast and how long to fast, how do we know if the food is sacrificed to idols or not, can we eat it when we don't know? These are doubtful things that these passages in Romans 14 are referring to. It is not referring to having the freedom to eat unclean animals, blood, or eat knowing the food is sacrificed to idols, for these are clear in the scripture. When one rereads Romans 14 based on fasting and recognizing whether the food at markets is sacrificed, then it will become clear. Passages like Acts 15 verse 29, do not eat blood, things strangled, things offered to idols, will not contradict passages like I know and am convinced by the Lord Yeshua that there is nothing unclean of itself, but to him who considers anything to be unclean, to him it is unclean. If it was a license to eating anything unclean, then Paul would be contradicting both the early church leaders, Acts 15 verse 29, and Yeshua's words, I have a few things against you, because you have there those who hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to put a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed to idols, and to commit sexual immorality, Revelation 2 verse 14. Paul is not contradicting the verses, it is one's understanding of Scripture where the contradiction takes place. Correct interpretation is when all interpretations are in harmony and there are no tension points. It is correct that the kingdom of God is not in meat and drink, meaning the kingdom of God is not physical but spiritual. The righteous, as Paul says, does not come by anything or anyone else except by Holy Spirit. Just like Yahweh says, I will give them one heart, and I will put a new spirit within them, and take the stony heart out of their flesh, and give them a heart of flesh, that they may walk in my statutes and keep my judgments and do them, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God. But as for those whose hearts follow the desire for their detestable things and their abominations, I will recompense their deeds on their own heads, Ezekiel 11 verses 9 to 21. For a verse-by-verse commentary on Romans 14, see below. 7. Cursed is everyone who does not continue in all things which are written in the book of the law, to do them. Therefore the law was our tutor to bring us to Christ, that we might be justified by faith, Galatians 3 verses 11 and 24. Error statement, based on this passage we are not under the law, therefore we can eat what we want. Answer, if we are not under the law can we commit adultery? What about eating things sacrificed to idols? Or what about having sex with animals, as this is not in the New Testament but in the book of Moses? So what is Paul referring to? He is referring to the works of the law, the ordinances, Galatians 3 verse 2. This is everything related to the temple and sacrifices used to cover one's sins. These Galatians who came to Yeshua believed they needed to go to the temple and sacrifice animals to cover their sins. The only way for the Gentile believers to participate would be to become Jewish. It starts with circumcision. Therefore, the book of Galatians talks about circumcision 12 times. Paul is shocked that they have forgotten about the reason for Christ, his sacrifice for sins, and the first verse of Galatians 3 expresses this, O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you, that ye should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ hath been evidently set forth, crucified among you. Galatians 3 verse 1. Therefore the law was our tutor to bring us to Christ, that we might be justified by Christ, Galatians 3 verses 24 to 25. Temporary justification by the law were by the sacrifices, it was not permanent like that in Christ. Paul is not giving license to forsake the law of commandments which identifies sins and which Paul preaches we are to observe, Romans 3 verse 20, 2 Timothy 3 verse 16. But justification doesn't come with the law, that is with the law of ordinances which is contained in the temple, sacrifices, festivals, and priesthood. These were only shadows for the substance is now found in Christ alone, Hebrews 10 verses 1 to 10. Therefore, we are sinning if we eat pork but not justified if we don't eat pork. We are only living righteously as we ought. We repent for eating pork and Christ's blood forgives us. How can we repent if we don't believe it is a sin? Like the Apostle John said, whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. And ye know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not, whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither known him. Little children, let no man deceive you, he that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil, 1 John 3 verses 4 to 8. 8. Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross, let no man therefore judge you in meat, or in drink, or in respect of an holy day, or of the new moon, or of the Sabbath days, which are a shadow of things to come. But the body is of Christ, Colossians 2 verses 14 to 17. Error statement, we can't judge others for what they eat or drink. Quick answer, The entire context is in reference to Yeshua having forgiven you all trespasses, v. 13, and no need to have animal sacrifices and festivals to cover sin. It has nothing to do with actual food to eat and the seventh-day Sabbath. It has everything to do with things to cover sins. Festival annual Sabbaths, John 19 verse 31, are based on new moons and all sacrifices comprising two factors, meat and drink offerings, Ezekiel 45 verse 17, these cover sin. While as the first tabernacle was yet standing, which was a figure for the time then present, in which were offered both gifts and sacrifices, that could not make him that did the service perfect, as pertaining to the conscience, which stood only in meats and drinks, and divers washings, and carnal ordinances, imposed on them until the time of Reformation. But Christ being come an high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, Hebrews 9 verses 8 to 11. Think about it, statements like not eating certain foods would have contradicted the early church, Acts 15 verse 29. Paul didn't contradict the early church. 9. Let no man beguile you of your reward in a voluntary humility and worshipping of angels, intruding into those things which he hath not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind. Wherefore, if ye be dead with Christ from the rudiments of the world, why, as though living in the world, are ye subject to ordinances, touch not, taste not, handle not, which all are to perish with the using winky face after the commandments and doctrines of men? Colossians 2 verses 18 to 22. Error statement, we can eat what we want because we are not under the rudiment elements of the world. Answer, what about tasting blood of an animal or tasting things offered to idols per the law given by the early church to Gentiles, Acts 15 verse 29? These are commandments from God. Paul has just finished talking about the law of ordinances, Colossians 2 verses 14 to 17, and then he talks about those things that come from the commandments and doctrines of men, after the commandments and doctrines of men, Colossians 2 verse 22, it is not the commandments and doctrines of God. These commandments and doctrines of men can also be found in Jewish Talmud, which includes washings, things not to touch or taste. 10. Jesus said, into whatsoever city ye enter, and they receive you, eat such things as are set before you, Luke 10 verse 8. Error statement, therefore you can eat whatever anyone puts in front of you, including pork. Answer, what would the disciples have understood by that statement? Do you think they would have eaten a human leg, like some in the Amazon, or poisonous frog, or a piece of wood or plate that the food was served on? Of course not, therefore context is needed. The disciples would have known what it was acceptable to eat or not based on the word of God, as they were Israelites. In addition, this statement by Yeshua was specifically to those he appointed to go into the cities of Israel, just like he said to his disciples, go not into the way of the Gentiles, and into any city of the Samaritans enter ye not, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, Matthew 10 verses 5 to 6. They would have known what was unclean from the Torah, and it was passed down through the centuries. They wouldn't be serving unclean animals. Peter, who was part of the groups Yeshua sent out, was shocked when God told him 10 years after Yeshua was resurrected, Acts 10, to eat unclean. Not so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean, Acts 10 verse 14. He still didn't eat it because he knew what God meant. Therefore Peter never ate anything unclean nor thought it to be acceptable. 11. Why did the Israelites keep herds of pigs, Mark 5 verse 11, if pigs are forbidden to eat? Answer, pigs are large garbage eaters, to help keep things clean. In addition, during the first century, Israel was occupied by Rome and Romans ate pork. Therefore, many of the Jewish farmed pigs to supply the Romans with food. Then one might ask, therefore they sinned because they touched the pigs. It is not a sin to touch pigs, it is sin when one eats their flesh, abomination, Leviticus 11. Why is tuna unclean as it has microscopic scales? Based on whose definition are these scales? If these were scales, then every live thing has microscopic scales, including dolphins, sharks, and whales. The biblical definition of scales is something that is visible to the eye. The Israelites who received it would have understood this, and this would have been something they would be able to remove with the scraping of a knife. What about Jewish people saying tuna is clean? They are wrong with many things, even major points such as Yeshua being the Messiah.